Continuing along our conversation of solar safe pool covers and the benefit it can bring to your home if you happen to own a pool, whether you're actively using it or not actively using it, this cover does apply for you, and either way, it will save you money. Let's get into the numbers now. We've got we covered extending swim season. We covered the cleaner pool aspect. Save money, save lives, and shut down your pool. We'll dive into all three of those. I know they all sound self-explanatory, but there is a lot more detail to them. How much money are we talking?
I read in the paper today that there's some folks that believe that the APS recent increase in the Phoenix area is three times more than it was predicted to be. And so regardless of what your utility bill is, there's a particular base load that a pool pump costs you 8, 10, 12 hours every single day. So for those folks that still have the old single speed pump, not nearly as energy efficient as the newer variable speeds, but if they still have a perfectly good working single speed pump and you put the pool cover on, and you're still using your pool in the summer, you can still cut it back to about an hour a day. So that single speed pump could last you many, many, many years before you have to put out the money to buy the variable speeds, which, you know, are fairly pricey, but they'll save you on the utility bill. So we estimate the average pool pump is about $500 a year on a single speed pump. You can save 85-90% of that by putting on the cover just for the summer months, but also in the winter months, you can just shut it off entirely. So you can just imagine the less utility bill for the pool pump and less wear and tear on the pool equipment when you're not running it. Chemicals cost an average of $300 a year. If you have a pool service company, oftentimes that's part of the pool service company's package, but they're charging you $80 to $110 a month for the pool service, which chances are, if you have a pool cover, there's really nothing for the pool guy to do when he shows up week after week after week and the cover's on the pool, the water's balanced, and there's no dirt in the pool. So you can really save a lot of money with the pool service guy. Water, even though water isn't a costly thing, probably costs a couple hundred dollars a year in water evaporation, because we're basically evaporating one bowl of pool water every single year, about 6 feet. It's one of those things that in Tucson, the Tucson Water is very interested. I've talked to them several times. I've given them some studies of some people that have hibernated their pools year round, and they've actually seen the drop in the water usage home by home by home, where we gave them those folks that hibernated. So I think with our continued drought here, the water companies are looking at creative ways maybe to offer a rebate similar to a low flow water toilet, you know, something like that. So those all add up to about $1,000 a year if you don't have the pool guy, about $2,000 a year in savings if you don't need the pool guy. So you're going to pay for our pool cover really, really quick, particularly if you've got the pool guy.
And obviously a rectangle pool, it's a pretty easy cut and seam. Do you have a average price per square or square foot?
Yeah, they run $550 to $6 a square foot installed. 2,800 to about 4,000 is a typical cover.
Just depending on if you've got a really quirky design or you've got boulders that have come into the water and waterfalls, the cover has to connect to those.
Most of it's just the surface area square footage. When you add boulders, waterfalls, steps, we have little, you know, $50 here, $100 there. It doesn't add a tremendous amount. When people watch our guys, I mean, we have well over 100 online reviews. People are more than welcome to go read them. And I think I've got three negatives. I mean, it's just people love our cover. And of course, the negatives are the people that hibernate their pool and they turn green because they didn't balance their chemicals first.
And we'll get to that part on shutting down properly in more detail in a moment. So that's the money aspect of it. You're saving on water conservation. You're saving on your water bill, you're saving on your chemical bill, you're saving on your electric bill, and all these savings do add up to being able to pay it off. You know, if it's $1,000 and you say the average one on the higher side is $4,000 4 years, and we'll get into how long we can expect that to last. Is that at the point it pays for itself? Is it beat up by the sun and we have to invest in a new one? We'll get to that, but before that, the next book, talking point, we're talking saving lives. Obviously, if it can hold by whatever standards you were saying earlier, what was that acronym?
ASTM.
ASTM. It has to hold at least 450 pounds. Yours well exceeds that.
Yeah, 485. It's basically two adults and one child. Has to meet that minimum standard. Ours is certainly much greater than that.
So when it's on and it's secured to the deck, you were saying earlier one person could manage rolling this up by themselves. How strong do you have to be able to take it off?
So
if you're a kid smart enough to put a chair next to a fence and jump over it, are you strong enough to roll back a pool cover?
Yeah, the lock that's on top of the anchor is a unique hex, and I would not recommend leaving the drill sitting next to the cover. Just stick that somewhere in the house. And you won't have a problem with a kid that's that excited to go figure out how to get this little, it's like a Torx versus a screwdriver. I mean, it's a special design. So we do have optional rollers. If people want to take all the anchors off, they can roll it up like a traditional roller on a blue bubble cover that some people have had. What most folks do is we teach them how to fold it and float it across the pool. Then they're just lifting it like an accordion. And when they get it all put up onto the deck, they can fold it over and pick it up. Typical cover weighs about 40 pounds. And they can go put it in the garage if they want to get rid of it for the season or maybe just for a pool party.
And how far apart are these anchors? I mean, is there any chance of being able to squeeze in between those?
So the ASTM requirement, we have to have a gap that's no greater than 4 inches, just like your typical fence rails can't be greater than 4 inches wide. So we mount the anchors every 2.5 to 3 feet when safety's an issue. When we have folks that no longer, that safety's not an issue, we can actually make the gaps a little farther, but we make them sign on our agreement that it's not a safety cover. If it's a safety cover, then we make sure that it stays within the 4-inch parameter.
So that's the safety aspect. Extends season, cleaner pool, save money, save lives, shutting it down. You had mentioned we've pretty much covered this. You can leave it on all winter long, turn your pump off, and even if it's not an active pool you're using, how long could you just let it sit there?
Well, if you go to the website, you'll see a pool that was shut off for 8 years. In fact, I shot that video before, like a week before I came to see you guys the very first time 4 years ago on air. And that cover stayed on for 2 more years. It was 10 years. You can see the water is crystal clear. You can see the plaster's dingy. The dirt that got underneath had stained it. That actually was my parents' pool. And we took it out of hibernation because I'm ready to sell their house. And all we did was sand it off, and I repainted it. And it looks like a brand new pool. Didn't even need to redo the plaster because the plaster was perfectly fine. So all we did was sand it and got some pool paint nice and white, and it looks like a new pool.
In that 10-year time, did you ever have to add water to it? Did you ever have to open up and clean it, turn the pump on, or was that just covered 8 years left alone?
Pump was off the entire time, no chemicals. You do have to add water. We're going to reduce evaporation 90-95%, but some will still, you know, seep through there. And But our covers, when a pool has curves in it, every time we make a curve, it creates a little bit of a wrinkle. So you can see the wrinkles. When the wrinkles start to look like they're not there any longer, that means your water's dropped, and go put the hose in if you don't have an automatic water fill. If you have an automatic water fill, you'll never know.
So solar safe pool covers, and you shut that down for 10. The video was at 8 years, but that pool stayed on 10. So did you have to replace that cover in that time? Did that sun beat it down and you had to get a new one out and replace the cover halfway through?
At 9 years, we replaced that cover. And that's the cover that's back on the pool today. The new cover is on the pool today.
So it lasted you 9 years.
9 years.
In the desert sun.
Never removed, never taken off. In fact, quite frankly, I hate to admit it on air, but we kind of abused that cover because we never cleaned it. We offer to come out and clean and condition pools every 6 months if people want us to, or we've got the chemicals to do it, because most people like their pool to look in pretty good shape.
8 years of dirt buildup. That pool cover probably is a little different color than the day installed.
Actually, when the rains do come, the three times a year it actually rains, you know, you go out and we give you a pump, and you actually just brush the dirt over and pump off the dirty water, and it actually looks fairly decent after you do that.
So, well, very good. And you're generally at the Saba Home Show, so somebody can see you coming up in a couple. What are we at? About 6 weeks away? A little bit more than that.
Yeah, I'm a couple aisles away from you guys.
8, 9 weeks away from the Saba Home Show. And the pool cover, from time of appointment to the materials in, on-site when you're installing, you're just cutting the rectangle, all the custom cuts done on-site. As you said, no two pool covers are the same because you do all the final fitting there. What's that time frame?
So from the day of the sale, we schedule the installation. Depends on the time of year. Right now, we're booked out about 3 weeks. When we really get busy, maybe 4 weeks. We have three crews, so we're pounding out about three covers a day. So there are some folks that occasionally will have a person reschedule or have to cancel for a while, and we can fit somebody in sometimes within a week.
How long are they on site doing the install?
95% of the time, we get it done in one day. Unless it's really huge or a lot of features, we try really hard to get it all done in one day with the two-man crew.
In and out. All right, well, we've got one segment left here at Rosie on the House. And again, just to remind the listeners, for the Rosie on the House listening audience, you have a 15% savings, and to take advantage of that, you call in through 282-4475. And is that indefinite if they hear this now and call you in 6 weeks, or is that a...
You know, for you guys, anybody that calls in and says it's a Rosie, they're only going to know because they heard it that way. We will honor it for them.
Okay. Well, excellent. So if someone's hearing this podcast now, 6 years later.
Well, I can't guarantee that the cost per square foot will be the same.
But maybe the percent discount.